Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
All right, just moments ago on Air Force One, Donald Trump accused a New York Times reporter of being treasonous because the reporter very simply asked about the Iran war while we're on day 75 or so. Donald Trump claimed this would last 4 to 6 weeks. We are now on week 12. We are now continually losing ground on the global stage as Iran chokes the Strait of Hormuz and maintains control. We recently got a CIA report detailing how Iran can withstand this pain or this blockade on the Strait of Hormuz for about 4 more months, which would effectively wreck the global economy. So they have Trump checkmated in a way. And I want to break down why Donald Trump is snapping at every single reporter every single day. I have a few different reasons that kind of combine together to create this unique unhingedness. Trump has always been very combative with reporters and a huge asshole. That's not new. But the way he's been constantly yelling at female reporters, black female reporters, saying that they are dumb people. He called one a bitch. He's saying that this guy needs to be tried for treason, which is just wild. It's because of, in my opinion, two things. First of all, his age. He's at this age where he's not sleeping throughout the night, and he's sleeping during cabinet meetings, being grumpy throughout the entire day. I've seen people in their older age begin to act like this, and I'm not even trying to generalize about all people his age, but there are certain personality types that get much more angry. But second of all, Trump views himself as a winner. He's always wanted to be seen as a winner. His internal constitution doesn't allow for him to be a loser. And right now, he knows that he's losing. He knows deep down this war is not going well for him, for the United States, and that this was rather avoidable. It's like a war of choice that has backfired so much so that gas prices are spiking. Iran has more regional control than they did before, and we've gotten zero political concessions. It's all a mess, and I want to walk through all this. Make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. We are rapidly growing towards 2.1 million subscribers, honestly breaking records for Gen Z-built independent media. So I just want to say thank you all for being on this journey. And let me back up just 1 second, because Donald Trump on Air Force One was asked about the latest proposal from Iran. His answer is so uniquely dumb that I think he knows it was dumb. He begins to snap on a reporter after this clip. Take a look.
We have a lot of questions around the China trip, but just first on Iran. Have you rejected the latest proposal from Iran, or where does that stand?
Well, I looked at it, and if I don't like the first sentence, I just throw it away.
What was the first sentence?
An unacceptable sentence. Because they have fully agreed, no nuclear, and if they have any nuclear of any form, I don't read the rest of
it. So 20 years is not enough for you? It's got to be a permanent...
No, 20 years is enough, but the level of guarantee from them is not enough. In other words, it's got to be a real 20 years, not a...
He clearly didn't read it, and he doesn't know what the hell he's doing. So he gets asked, have you rejected the latest proposal from Iran? He says, I looked at it, and if I don't like the first sentence, I just throw it away. Then they ask, what was the first sentence? And he just goes, an unacceptable sentence.
If they have any nuclear of any form... I don't read the rest of it.
So 20 years is not enough for you? It's got to be a permanent...
No, 20 years is enough, but the level of guarantee from them is not enough.
It doesn't make sense. If you're trying to get intel on what Iran thinks about their enriched uranium and nuclear facilities, you can't just get that from the first sentence. Unless the first sentence literally says, F you, Trump, we are not giving away our enriched uranium. We are not destroying our facilities or destroying our blueprints. The reality is, they're not saying that, which means Trump is checkmated at this point. To continue, Donald Trump then gets asked about Xi Jinping making a reference to the decline of the United States, which in any other scenario, this would be such a disrespectful statement to make to the United States president as the Chinese president. You don't just say the nation is in decline, even if it's true. It's just you don't really speak to leaders like that. But in this case, Trump actually agrees. He agrees because this is a line that he's constantly using about Biden. So this authoritarian type populism feeds off of the idea that we are a nation in decline and need some sort of national rebirth. Think about Nazi Germany. They preyed on this idea that the nation was declining and they needed this strong central figure. So Trump actually plays into this.
Oh. President, on Truth Social, you said that President Xi had made a reference to the decline of the U.S. We didn't hear him say that. Maybe it was something he said in private to you. So what was it, first of all, that he said that prompted you?
He made a statement. It might not have been from him, it was somebody, but they talked about the decline. But he said today, and he said it very publicly, he said the U.S. was declining for the last 4 years. And he said what President Trump has done in the last 15, 16 months has been virtually a miracle. He said we have the hottest, country anywhere in the world. But he said that it was a declining country under Joe Biden. He said we had a declining, a seriously declining country, which we did.
By what indicator? When Joe Biden left office, inflation was 2.9%. Trump has spiked it to 3.8%. When Joe Biden left office, unemployment was about 4%. I'm not saying everything was perfect, but our economy was more steady-handed. Trump spiked the unemployment. Trump spiked the gas prices. Biden pulled us out of Afghanistan. Trump re-entered a war with Iran. So I would never claim that Biden's presidency was perfect. There are a lot of issues with wealth inequality and embedded inflation, but Trump is shooting himself in the foot while Biden was sort of the victim of a lot of extrinsic factors, like the global supply chains being disrupted by COVID and the Russia-Ukraine war and other things. Let's jump into this clip that's going incredibly viral of Donald Trump insulting the New York Times' David Sanger to his face, saying that it is treason. He is accusing him of treason. This is just, I have a lot of thoughts about this regarding free press, freedom of speech, attacks against our free press, an authoritarian president. There's a lot of thoughts I have, but let me just play this 2-minute clip and we'll see you on the other side. Make sure you drop a like on this video.
Repeating the bombing, you did it for 38 days.
No, we did.
And you did not get the political changes in Iran.
No, I had a total military victory. But the fake news, guys like you, write incorrectly. You're a fake guy. And guys like you write about it incorrectly. We had a total military victory. We knocked out their entire Navy. We knocked out their entire Air Force. We knocked out all of their anti-aircraft weaponry. We knocked out all of their radar. We knocked out all of their leaders, number one, and then we knocked out all of their leaders in the second division, and we knocked out numerous of their leaders in the third division, and they're very confused. We've had a total victory, except by people like you that don't write the truth. You know, you should write. I actually think it's sort of some treasonous what you write, but you and the New York Times and CNN, I would say, are the worst.
On another war.
You should know better. You know better. Your editors tell you what to write, and you write it. You should be ashamed of yourself.
This is another war.
I actually think it's treason. When you write like they're doing well militarily and they have no Navy, no Air Force, no anti-anything. By the way, we knocked out 85% of their manufacturing for missiles. We knocked out everything. We haven't knocked out other than one bridge, and we did because they misbehaved. But we have bridges we could knock out. We could knock out their bridges and their electrical capacity within 2 days. We could knock out.
Okay, so he accuses somebody of treason. Then he just floats war crimes right away. If you've been watching the Adam Mockler show over the past few months, you know that we have, I'd like to think, some of the strongest frameworks of debunking this conservative lie. The reason we've had to develop these strong, durable frameworks is because I'm always debating these MAGA freaks on TV, and we have to have our own offensive message. So when Trump claimed that the Air Force is sunk, and that the Navy is sunk, and that we've won, you know what I'm going to say, right? You know where I'm going to go here. Just because you sink a 50 to 60 year old Air Force or 50 to 60 year old Navy doesn't mean we are winning a war. That is far different than getting actual political concessions from a country that is waging asymmetric warfare. We killed Saddam Hussein in Iraq, and we even had military successes in Afghanistan. But we know how that turned out. Just because you have a military success on the battlefield, if you even want to call, I don't even want to concede that it was a military success, but yes, just because you sink their Navy or whatever doesn't mean that that will translate to long-term political successes or even short-term political successes. So we've had zero political concessions in the form of nuclear enrichment, in the form of enriched uranium, nuclear facilities, regime change, the Strait of Hormuz. All of this has gotten worse, and Trump and all these MAGA freaks just keep going back to the fact that we destroyed their Navy. They bought their Air Force and their Navy from the United States like 60 years ago. It's an ancient fleet. There is a separate Navy called the IRGC Navy that is currently controlling the Strait of Hormuz, and that's the fact. I want to go back a second to when he's attacking David Sanger. It's so insane the way he launches attacks against this guy.
Guys like you write about it correctly. We had a total military victory. We knocked out their entire Navy. We knocked out their entire Air Force. We knocked out all of their anti-aircraft weaponry. We knocked out all of their radar. We knocked out all...
These talking points are just so, so lazy and borne out. Let's actually read a little bit of what David Sanger, the person who's getting attacked there for treason, wrote. I think this is actually very informative to read what he's writing. So he said, "White House insists Iran war is over, even while missiles fly." Does this sound treasonous to you, or does this sound like somebody questioning their government in a free manner with free press? The White House is turning to rhetorical leaps as President Trump tries to put the biggest political crisis of his presidency behind him. This was written 10 days ago, and over the past 10 days, it's gotten even worse. When the ceasefire in the war with Iran went into effect a month ago, President Trump was pretty direct that if the Iranians failed to end their nuclear program or to reopen the strait, the bombers would be back in the air. But it turns out, according to Secretary of State Marco Rubio, that the war actually ended at some point after the ceasefire took hold, or so he told reporters at a news conference. Quote, "The Operation Epic Fury is concluded. We achieved the objective of that operation." No, you didn't. What are these lies? So David Sanger of the New York Times writes an article pushing back against these lies and pointing out how Iran still has pretty solid missile capacity. Missiles are still flying. Israel's fighting Lebanon. Lebanon's fighting Israel. We have Iran itself with differing factions. And this is supposed to be some sort of win? Donald Trump is not taking any wins, and that's part of the reason he's so angry on Air Force One. He views himself as this deep winner. He always wants to be seen as a winner, and his own internal constitution won't allow this loss that he's taking. He did fly over to China and tried to negotiate with Xi Jinping and ended up getting a downgrade on the deal that he was going to get for Boeing because Xi Jinping doesn't respect the United States right now. On the show a few times, I've quoted Napoleon when he said, "Never interrupt your enemy when they're making a mistake." That is exactly what Xi Jinping is thinking right now. Xi Jinping is thinking, I'm not really going to get involved in the Iran war because every single missile the United States wastes on that is one less missile that we have to worry about if we want freedom of military action. So let's start with this. Trump's big trip was supposed to sell 500 Boeing planes. China is now only buying 200 of them. I want you to listen to the way that Trump spins this headline.
A lot of things. We talked about a lot of things, too many things to discuss, but a lot of things. We had a very good meeting, but we want things from them. One thing he agreed to today is going to order 200 jets. That's a big thing, Boeings.
Boeing.
200 big ones. That's a lot of jobs. That's a lot. Boeing wanted 150, he got 200.
So that's the spin. He said Boeing wanted 150, they got 200. The reality is they were supposed to get 500, and it got downgraded to 200. Quite the spin. Let's show you this clip of Donald Trump attacking James Tallarico, the Texas Senate candidate who should absolutely win. If you live in Texas, please make sure you have a plan to vote for James Tallarico. This is a very important race. This is a very great opportunity. And please make sure you're spreading the gospel to the people around you in your life. The way to do it is just send them some clips. Send them a clip of James Tallarico that you think they'll like. And if they're even a Republican-leaning person, say, hey, let's try something new here.
This guy not endorsed her in Texas.
I don't want to say that. I'm looking at it very slowly. I like them both. I'll tell you what I do think. I think the Democrats have a weird candidate, six genders, a real hit on Jesus. This guy is bad news with his mask from relatively recently, and he's a vegan, all of a sudden he's not a vegan. He was a vegan, now all of a sudden he's not Texas.
Wait, Trump is trying to say the word vegan Why is he saying vegan? What the hell? Listen to this. This is a crazy mispronunciation of the word vegan. There's like a rumor that Tallarico was a vegan, but I believe the reality is he did one ad where he said you can eat non-meat products if you want, and they're trying to spin that into him being a vegan. If that's the worst political attack they have on him, then Tallarico is pretty damn clean.
A real hit on Jesus. This guy is mad news with his mask from relatively recently, and He's a vegan. All of a sudden, he's not a vegan. He was a vegan. Now, all of a sudden, he's not. Texas doesn't like vegans. I do believe.
This is the case of somebody only having read a word and not ever having heard a word. He's never heard somebody say the word vegan, so he thinks you say it vegan. Oh, my Lord. Our dumbass president. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos on the Adam Mockler feed and you want to see more throughout the day, make sure you hit subscribe on the feed below. You can also find us on Facebook posting videos. We have an Instagram, a Twitter. If you follow us across platforms, it makes us all a stronger community. It genuinely means a lot. I love you. Peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.